Welcome to the City of Chuckwalla Planning and Planning and Community Development Committee for Monday, June 5th, 2023. I'm Kathy Hogarty. I'm the chair. I'm joined by my fellow City Council members, DeShonson and Tom McLeod. We have two items on the agenda this evening, and we will start with 1A, which is a resolution suspending annual comprehensive plan amendments. During a space period, and Director Laura Gerloff will give us that presentation.
Right, everybody. So, sure, we're all familiar with the comprehensive plan, and there's a limited procedure for updating that. So there's one set of rules, which is for annual amendments. So anyone can come in and apply during the course of the calendar year for a change, either a rezone or a text change. And the other process is every 10 years now, there's a periodic update, and that's a much bigger overhaul of the comp plan. So what we're suggesting is that while we're working on this bigger periodic update, that we put a hold on individually suggested annual amendments. And so that would mean if someone wanted to come in and do an individual rezone, what they would need to do is just work through the overall process. They can still come in and make their case for why their parcel or their neighborhood should have a different zone, but it would be handled, looked at in the context of all the overall changes that would be made to the comprehensive plan rather than being kind of that one-off single parcel look at things. The bonus side for them is they wouldn't have to apply individually, so it would save them some money. And the bonus side for us is we wouldn't have to be running two parallel systems at the same time. I think it would just make things simpler if we can look at all the proposed changes in context. Currently, we don't have any applications in for this year that would be for next year. We do have a couple rezone requests that either came in last year or even a little earlier than that. From the rezone or from the pandemic, there were a number of applications that either didn't make it or just got delayed, took longer for people to get their things together. So we think we have three that will be going to council this year. But we're looking in the out years to give ourselves a break from that. So what we're asking the council to do is make a resolution that just states their intent for handling the proposed changes to the periodic update and ask that it go to the consent agenda on June 12th. Questions or concerns about that approach?
We have found that you have to answer the point.
Yeah, I was just trying to recall. We've done this before.
I think we have taken the pause
in the past. And that someone current applications and the three total that would have to go to council. So how would folks be notified? Let's say they could come in, I'm just assuming there's a process. How we suspended the process, and so your request will go through conference plan update.
Usually people come in for a pre-app if they're doing something that's involved that is needing a rezone, and we talk to them about the timing, like, you don't have this option, but you have this other option, and we've actually done that once at least so far this year, saying that they're better off trying to work through the larger process.
We can also put a note on the webpage where it tells them.
I certainly can do that. Yeah, like, that's an idea that we would probably still keep the application up on the website, but say we're not accepting applications for this period of time.
And here's the process.
Yes, but please go to the comp plan. Maybe your next opportunity for input.
Okay, that makes sense for efficiencies, and I think even the past process side. So if there are other questions, go ahead.
So I think it makes sense. You feel very, very quietly bring up about the staff capacity. But one question I wanted to know, I don't know if you can answer it already, but how will the community at large know the process is different from for on the website?
Well, we can talk about our outreach events as the next item here. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that would be good.
So then that was my one question, is how do people know that if they participated in the past and didn't have a project going on, they could find out that way without a project going on, and they had an idea or a thought they wanted to act on, how would they know to this year?
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly, the information they put together would be pretty much the same. It's just that they would be submitting it through, you know, one of the hearings that we're having, or they'd be submitting it generally to staff in consideration when they're reviewing it, whatever relevant element.
I'm okay with this, holding that pose in here. Mm-hmm. That was just my one.
Yeah, it would be hard to like push this information out because it's really so narrow and specific that it's really hard to do anything except maybe make sure that any place somebody's going to be poking around on the website looking for this information, that it exists there. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you know, like if we're at you know, the dog park or something, it's like how many people are doing rezones. But this comes to my questions about this. Because it makes sense, it's logical, but I'm going to get to hardship cases if that's really an issue at all, right? Okay, so I'm going to ask, so how many requests typically do you have a year for rezone that involves some sort of rezoning request? Or is there a typical year?
Zero is probably typical. Sometimes we get one. Occasionally we have two.
Okay.
We have three this year because some are backed up from previous years.
Okay. And tell me an example of one of these rezones. Like what does that mean? What are they asking for? And maybe one that's like logical rather than being
a big one.
Okay.
The Hopper rezone, which is right the hill here, and it's going from single family to medium density for some townhouses. So that's kind of a big site.
Is that the one that's right here around the bend?
Something, yeah, 151st.
Where the pig was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. That big site.
Okay. So that's that would be a spot rezone. That's been, yeah. And then I noticed that 10, you know, the pandemic and then yeah. Everything kind of came, but now it's ground to a halt. Okay. So, project. Okay. Let's see what else does that. How many requests per year? The rezones we would skip 2024 and then everything goes to the end of 2025, or how would that work?
So we're asking that you not accept them this year and next year, because even though the comp plan is due at the end of 2024, there's a lot of state law and updates, like zoning code updates and things that we'll need to do for consistency with the comp plan that we think will keep us busy into 2025. So they could apply in 25, they would be heard in 26.
Okay, so we're not going to have any rezones until 2026.
Yeah, so okay, we take 2 years off while they're feeding into the periodic.
Okay, so we are going from 2023 to 2026.
3 years.
So that's the Hopper people wouldn't be able to do anything for three more years.
No, they'll be heard this year.
Okay, so they're there. Okay.
So anyone who's in will get heard.
That's okay. So they're in.
Okay. It's just new applications.
Okay, new applications. You can say it's going to be the end of 2026. So that's really 3.5 years from now.
It would be that they'd apply before the end of 2025. They would be heard mid 26.
Oh, mid 26. That's 6 months. All right. And then, that was just three going to council here. Let me see if I have some more notes. Okay. What if there was some sort of hardship exemption? Does that even make this? Are you like, what the heck would that mean for a rezone? I don't know enough about it to know if there would be anything like that where maybe, you know, you should consider this one because they need to get a zone and we're going under.
I mean, one is, we're hoping they just participate in the periodic update. So you guys would be looking at it anyway. The other thing is you could make a different resolution and say, you know, we held off, but we think we're ready to start accepting them now.
Okay. So we could make, or the council mm-hmm. could make a resolution to say we're not
dealing with this other one and we're not being okay. open for application.
Okay.
It felt like something needed to be heard separately.
Okay. Yeah, that's my only hang up is I don't know if there's something out there that would just really get stalled, but I don't know enough to know if that's really an issue or not. So,
I mean, the biggest one is probably the SRO site south of the light rail station. You know, they've been kicking around for a couple of years. I know that them like a year, and they just weren't really ready to kick it into gear and do the studies and things they needed. They might decide, but even for them, I think their best effort would be to participate in the periodic update and ask for a sub-area plan.
Yep.
And we would be reviewing it and they would be moving forward. So yep. I think it's not that it solves them. It just requires them to put it in a bigger context.
Well, that's a pretty big project. Not a pretty big. It's a big project.
It's a big project.
And probably they might think we want to make sure that we've got the, you know, the plan in place before right. we know what we need to do for sub-area overlay or whatever they want to do.
And I think we will be, you know, staff is saying, it's close to the light rail station. It should probably have some different zoning that allows for mixed use. So I think we would be asking that to get written into the long-reach element anyway. They may have some thoughts about how it's phrased or the extent that it's written in, but I don't think it's something that will just not consider. And then, so that the policy basis will be in the comp plan, and then they come in just like any other sort of developer, and they do their traffic studies and they plan their utility improvements and work through all of those other permitting issues.
Okay, so that might be someone that you might know to actually reach out and notify them of this so that they can not just come back and be surprised, or?
Yeah, I mean,
do they contact you fairly often?
I mean, I talk with Hamlin every once in a while, and my impression is that they're not working on their homework and ready to turn it in. They're, we talk with them about, given where you're at, I think your next move is commenting on the update and making sure there's policies that are supportive. I mean, we didn't talk about not accepting applications, but what I've been urging them to do is to comment and suggest a sub-area, a distinctive sub-area for their property, and I think he's used the wisdom in that.
So you're in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. The Redemption Fellowship Church, which is kind of on the edge of the SRO property, has also come in, and they had some ideas. I thought, well, you know, you should probably want to join that sub-area. I think we could come up with a zone.
Is that the Brick Church?
Yeah, the Brick Church. So, I mean, I think there's ideas out there in the community that we'll want to address when we get to that end zone.
Well, that was the only thing that I could see, is that if somebody, you know, wanted to get going earlier because the price of construction is going up, but I don't even know if that parallels to what's going on. I don't know enough to say no, you know, so.
So if, and just under our normal process, they come in before December of this year. We hear them mid to next year.
Uh-huh.
And under the periodic update, they get adopted the end of next year. So it's really not a large gap.
Yeah, the 18 months. The way that you describe it,
because it's always, you're always coming in the next year,
mm-hmm.
6 months later than that.
Okay, so the ask here is to put this on the consent agenda. It's a resolution. We can. Did you say what's on the consent
agenda? Well, about it during. Yeah, we better talk.
So
about
I think it was on both the regular the. Both on COW and then on the
consent. It's going to consent. Yeah, we better talk about it as a council. This is this is something that we don't want people to say.
It's on this list.
I didn't even know. So, yeah. Okay, but then it can go to consent.
Okay, well, special meeting. Yeah, special meeting.
Right. Is that what it said there when I did?
COW.
Okay, if I read my sticker, then I would have said that. So, COW consent, special meeting. Head nods.
Yep.
All right. The next item, our second one head. Oh, by the way, thank you, Director Gerlach. And our next item is the comp plan draft community engagement plan.
Thank you.
This is a sort of an introduction to what the proposed outreach plan is for the comprehensive plan, which is typically brought to the council just to get your input on what might be of interest to the council in expanding or contracting the outreach that we're doing. I will move through this pretty quickly because I know you need your packets, but as you know, Growth Management Act requires that when we're doing an update to the comprehensive plan, we do some extensive outreach. This year's outreach has had an additional focus, and that is something that we're trying to accommodate more so than usual, typical. And that focus is really on equity and inclusivity and making sure that, you know, the historical way to have a community meeting was make an announcement, we're going to have a meeting on Thursday evening, and it's going to go from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and whoever can come, it'd be great. We'll have boards up. That is a model that doesn't really work for everyone. It gets the people who are, first of all, accustomed to participating to attend, and people that have that time, and people that have a certain lifestyle, if you will, that they are available at those times. And it doesn't deal with the fact that some people may be dinner time, and maybe you need children, you have children, and they need to be put to bed, you need child care, that kind of thing. So we are expanding how we offer outreach with that in mind, and keeping in mind the things that are driving the comp plan outreach are the city's equity policy. One of the big pushes for this comprehensive plan is that it addresses the housing issue, and housing is particularly meaningful to the full spectrum of the community, especially those of lower incomes and the diverse communities within the city who may have different circumstances with the housing that they have access to. So our emphasis is on reaching communities that have not historically participated in the past. And the outreach is focused on those members of the community who live, work, worship, shop, play in the city, and those that might want to do that. So it's to look forward to other groups, other people who might want to be living in Tuckahoe. Priority populations are community-based organizations, religious organizations, immigrant refugee communities, low-income households, seniors, and youth housing challenged populations. One of the grants that we received to help with this outreach, teaming, of course, that you know this routine, that there's a middle housing grant which wraps up pretty soon at the end of June, and then there's a periodic update grant. The middle housing grant provided funding for us to do specific outreach to some of the community-based organizations. The downside of that is we didn't put the contract until very late from Commerce, so we are rushing to get our community-based organizations involved, and we're struggling a little bit with that. And then we have the other grants that didn't really allocate that kind of funding with that the tag for that sort of outreach. So we're trying to be inclusive of those groups to sort of set the hook for the rest of the plan, but it's been a challenge. So we're doing what we can, but in the event that we aren't able to actually do the contractual arrangements with the community-based organizations, we will certainly be looking for opportunities to do outreach to them, specifically by contacting their leaders and working with them. Another aspect of what we're going to do in the outreach plan we were proposing is just to, there have been a lot of programs in the past and projects in the past where there's been outreach. So we're going to reference those and sort of mine those for the important things. So we're not covering familiar territory again, and asking people to go the same thing that they may have provided input on before. The mechanisms for doing the outreach will be really the typical ones, the website, meetings, speaking at organizations, social media, working with business community, those folks, in-person outreach. We're having a meeting or a big public open house tomorrow, noon to 2, at the Sullivan Center. So we're looking to do that to get the word out, get the website, updates there. We're doing a newsletter that for anybody that signs up, we're going to send information out on a regular basis and setting up planning commission packets. So the schedule we're looking to do this is we have started the outreach prior to now, started really last summer. So we have done some outreach since the summer, but we're really doing a big push this year, and we'll be aggressive about that to get as much input as we can before we really knuckle down to doing the crafting of the policies and adding what input that we may have from the general community. So and I did provide a list of some of the obvious familiar community groups that we have worked with in the past to be able to work with. And I'd be very interested to hear if you have additional names that we can follow up with. And briefly, that is this document. And I'd be interested to hear what you have in the way of guidance for modifications or different directions or different mechanisms or different people. Additional people.
That would count to under the phone.
You have a really good list under potential stakeholders that covers a lot of groups, you know, various interests. If English is a second language for anyone on that list, do they get this in their stronger language?
We will, and that is one of the things that we're trying to get some the one grant, the first grant is providing us the ability to do translation. We have on our website, we have an engagement hub that is called one of these things that a lot of communities are using to communicate on CompPlan focus. It has a lot of translation capabilities for many of the languages that are spoken in Tukwila. And we probably will also be providing, I know that tomorrow we're providing Somali and Spanish translation in person.
Yeah.
As well as it's not a very structured thing. It's sort of more walk around to talk with people. So we'll have that available, but we will also be doing that, within our budgetary capabilities as a department, because it wasn't allocated necessarily in the grant, and which is what we've worked with the consultants on.
Yeah. So. I wonder how helpful it would be if just kind of this bullet point highlights or on a single page,
yeah,
in their language, and that would give kind of be the hook to get them to look a little further into it.
Yeah, and yes, that's a great idea. That is one of the things that we're trying to find whatever way we can get into the
community. The major items will kind of hook into them, pull further into it, and see that there's an opportunity there. So I guess I would want them to understand what the opportunity is.
Yeah, and that's another one, and in that, we'll also be talking to the community leaders, such as the leaders of the mosque. And we've actually started talking to the leaders of the mosque, but there may be other ways that there may be a variety of ways that they can engage,
yeah,
with their community, independent of the planners speaking, yeah, English. They can speak to them in their
like El Centro, which
mosque, and that's it.
Yeah, I got some resources.
Mm-hmm.
I just so bad that they never really understood what the offer was.
Okay. Yes.
That's my question.
Good comment. Thank you. One second, Tim.
Well, you answered one of my questions when you said you would look at other things that we've done in the past to mine some of the kind of best practices. I don't really have too much more to add to all of what I'll just say that in my time on the council, I've seen the city has changed in many different ways. And so how we reach people is a big portion of that. So what I'm starting to notice, though, is some of the school functions are being really well attended. The parents and kids, there was a tabling event a couple weeks ago. I took a lot of interviews, and there, I think maybe someone from your team was there, but there was a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think there's this piece around branding, right? Because sometimes, trust me, I have a, this is your city, and what do you want to see it look like in the next 10 years? What are some of the considerations that you want to make? And so I think there's a message, and maybe in some of the translations, kind of be a part of the future of the city that you live in. There's a bunch of other things going on right now, economic development plan.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon we'll have the kind of sustainable funding engagement piece and being able to say how it intersects or not. I really love this component around middle housing because I think we got to work that thing really well so that the state legislature sees that we put in that effort to engage, which is why I'm comfortable with the structure. And then I guess the only thing I didn't see on here is the, maybe I missed it, but the, so just thinking about the time frame, so there was an environmental symposium that just occurred at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy offender. When you think about community leaders, I think about some of those teachers that helped facilitate that process. Mr. Quacho, be able to tee up conversations with students, because I know that that's the target population. And then,
Councilmember Quinn, I'd be happy to come back to you if you'd like to, or if you want, we can wait a minute. Happy to come back if you think of the other thing.
I think there should be a part around evolving community leaders, because there's a lot of new families, and getting to hear from them why they decided to live here. So I don't know. Night Out Against Crime is always a traditional place, but it is sometimes that's not the place to have a full blown conversation. So then do you go out with the intention of at least getting 3 or 4 meetings with some neighbors to have a conversation? Would be great. Part of the reason why we have folks that actually come to this meeting now that were actively involved in their Night Out, and they're now thinking about how the community develops. And so being able to, I think Lydia Grace has been here and she would be one. So it's really maximizing the opportunities, but then also acknowledging what used to be well intended is no longer attended, and being able to identify those places where it's like, wow, there's a lot of momentum in this space.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot here. I think it's good. I have no criticism. It'd just be my little few little ads that I've noticed on my journey.
Yeah,
Councilmember
Quinn,
I'm
happy to come back. You said a couple things that made me think of something new. I don't have questions. Mainly, I just have comments about some of this But I'm going to go right to the first one, which is what it said was, first of all, we were talking about schools. I missed it. If schools are listed in here, they probably are.
I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Joe Camacho is like on my feed dial. I mean, see, everywhere I see him, we have a conversation.
Oh, good.
And there are several other teachers who were participants in a previous year's outreach. And so we have talked about getting involved on that. And I know that there was that event recently. I think we had some sort of a conflict. Something else happening. But they're definitely, that's where we want to be.
Yes, yes. Because having raised, my kids are all out. Your kids are out. Councilmember Quinn's kids are still there. That's where you can really meet a lot of people that are hard to find other places because mm-hmm. they have their kids in school. Their kids are everything. They'll be there. But then they're home at night. And then I used to run a parent group at Showalter for like 6 years. And, you know, we have at the time, the school connectors come in and say, well, why aren't people coming to the meeting? First of all, they couldn't speak English, and second, they really don't leave their homes in the evening. At least that was what we heard at that time. That might have changed. So if you can harness those school events
mm-hmm.
and make that opportunity, like what Councilmember Quinn was saying, then the other thing that I think is, okay, so we have the financial sustainability thing. We probably have other elements of the comp plan coming up. And so how many times are we going to ding the public about this? You know, how many times are we going to bring stuff through? But what if we messaged it differently? We said, we're going to be having a series of conversations with you, the public, on these different events. So that they're not like, not another one, right? You know, so it could be, you know, like conversational series. I don't know how you would tee that up. I said like an umbrella, made a message over all of this to say, you know, we've got a lot of things going on in the city. We're going to be having the city conversations. This city conversation has to do with, the comprehensive plan. This one has to do with financial sustainability. So so people are expecting the city to be doing a continuing series of outreach instead of like, this, you know, outreach fatigue or whatever it is that we call that, you know, so that is a thing that I just thought about now that maybe you could kick around and see if that makes any sense. Just had some comments through here. First of all, I want to say that this is really well presented. Thank you so much. Did you write this?
Most of it.
It's really good, and it's really well presented. I don't know who designed your, you know, what your pages were going to look like, but I come out of the world of graphic design and publications, and I am really thrilled to read. I'm really happy to read something that's easy to find and see.
I would think that our consultants put the framework together.
Yeah.
I blew it way up. That's why you pay the big bucks.
Yeah, and big is good too. So, so it was really easy to read, which I appreciated. Schools was a big deal that I thought was missing, just like Councilmember Quinn said. I liked the way that you described the difference between transactional and relational. That was still, I think, really important. But then the outreach efforts, I had questions that were answered as I kept reading. The communication mediums, that's what we've got. Really, I can't think of anything, you know, you want to write some skywriting or something, you know, you pretty much have what's available. The CBO partnered community liaisons, I have diverse to page 10. Okay, why do I have that? You know, make sure you broaden out what that is, and then you had a lot of other topics, and you have broadened it out later on because we've got like the CBOs, the religious organizations, and then I saw that seniors, you had Beyond Shag, you have for senior
mm-hmm.
stuff, which I thought was really important. Do we need to increase the number of park events we have this year for all our outreach? Well, we need. I don't know what I wrote. You know, it's like,
Can we have a few more things? Like go to the spray park? I'm serious, you know, or go to what, or go to movie night?
I did go to movie night.
Did that work at all?
Wasn't tremendously good. I found, since some people are coming there and they've got a 4-year-old that's pulling on their arm and they want to go sit down and they want to hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can give it a try.
But I mean, actually, it was good for visibility, and I think that that is something that will sort of, you know, snowball, just like back to the summer, snowball through the summer at some of the events. So I think it's useful to be seen. I do want to say one thing about the outreach that we will do. We are limited by a couple things, and one is when we do reach out to people, we don't know everybody in town. You know, as the staff that we have, we don't know everyone, and now we have a new engagement person who doesn't know everybody either. So we do what we can to reach out and be as appealing and enticing as possible, but if they don't respond, we can't invest hours. And so that's a down, and that's been one of the things that we've encountered with this first grant. We reached out to probably 12 different groups, and we've gotten a few bites. And that's disappointing, but it just means we will continue to go back to them, but I don't know if, you know, it's a secret, whatever the secret is to getting the involvement. And then the second thing on that would be, you know, what you first brought up about language. You know, we don't have infinite resources to make those kinds of overtures, both in terms of staff or in terms of doing translations and that sort of thing. So, or hiring translators. So that's another limitation. So I, you know, it is my mission as a planner to make this a very broad spectrum, but, you know, after you, been knocking on the same door and you're not getting a response, you just move on to another door that does open. So we hope that we will be intriguing enough as a topic to the rest of the community that is beyond those who typically show up at these meetings, you know, that shows up at an evening meeting. So we will do everything we can to, you know, rattle the cage. We may not have 100% success on everybody listed in here because it's very hard to get people excited about a document that's all about policy.
Yeah. Well, could be like the example of, like, at least you tried to go to a movie night.
We do plan VM. And all of the parks things, unless we have a conflict, we will be at. And we've made overtures to different groups. I mean, I spoke to Rotary, and you know, and we'll make targeted efforts to reach out to those groups that may have meetings that we can attend and talk to them about the plan. And then also meet with sort of their community liaison type people, and as community organizations meet with them, talk to their leadership to see if what works best. Do we need an article translated in your church bulletin? So that kind of thing.
So I think that in the opening, you need to have why this matters to them. I'm probably telling you things you're doing already, but you know, like why do I care? Why should I even engage? Where does this fit into my life? Otherwise, they're just not gonna, you know.
Well, fortunately, housing is like.
Yeah,
but it's fundamental, and everybody has a thought and opinion, and is invested in it. So,
like to have a hook. I don't like to use advertising terms because it's manipulative, but you know, some reason for them to to pique their interest. Brandy, yeah, that'd be another word. So, and along the lines of compelling, on page 16, it talks about council and planning commission review. We'll be talking about it in open public meetings, available on Tuck TV. There's an opportunity for public to learn more about the plan and recommendations. You know, watching a meeting is like watching paint dry, or listening to paint dry, or both. So, you know, I don't know how much, you know, I was thinking, well, you could like tag the spot, or maybe you could just go do
it. Well, unfortunately, it'd be all comp plan all the time. So, it'd pretty much be the dominant topic.
Yeah.
But it will be, and we will have the information, you know, obviously they can go to the Digital Record Center, but there again, it's not as exciting to sit down with a tome
and, you know, parse out the various sections of policy language and see the commissioners talk about them. So,
yeah, especially when we like to talk a lot. I'll speak for myself. So, and then I have some ideas here. Under when we get to 18, would you do ever partner with the pool for pool events, the Metropolitan Pool District?
I don't know if we have in the past, but
I mean, you could think you could. I'm not saying do this. I'm just throwing stuff out to see, like, spaghetti on the wall.
It's also that we can get materials out to those locations where people can pick them up. I mean, we have for our meeting tomorrow, we have flyers at the library. And we will continue to spam, simply spam, both emails and put flyers out where people can see them. And they'll have, right now we have a QR code that goes to the engagement hub so that people that are sort of QR friendly want to, you know, find out about that. And we have an idea wall and a survey, and we'll have more surveys on the engagement hub going forward. Right now, our focus until the end of June is really very heavily on middle housing. And then we'll move to blending that into the housing element and then the land use element and then the natural resources.
I think it would be, again, only my suggestion, you guys do what you want, to, you know, just have people have expectations that this is going to be, there's going to be different facets or of this whole thing. And you could just say the financial part is part of the facet. I mean, I don't know, just so that it's not like, what are all these things? So, and now I'm going to get really granular. On page 13, you've got the some lists of groups, which was great, and I had a couple suggestions for that group.
Okay.
And that was that under religious organizations, Pastor Kent Murahashi runs Grace Point Community Church, and this church's focus is on the kids that live in what he calls the Macadam Corridor. All these kids, they just invade. Previously, they were invading the Baptist church, you know, and there's quite a few of them, and they go pick them up and everything like that. So he's actually moving up to FCPC, which is the church I go to, and FCPC has an apartment ministry with kids in apartments on TNB. So you might want to talk to those two pastors. I can give you their name and see if, like, do they ever talk to the parents? You know, is this something that might work? Maybe it won't, you know, because really it's more with the kids than it is with the parents. So you might want to just have a conversation with them and see if there's any.
Yes, I think he was on, just, is his name not on here, or is that group not on here? Because he is on that church, and that name is on one of the lists of the middle list.
To Pastor Aaron too, and again, I defer to them to whether or not they think that there's anything there, if there's a there or not. It might be just kids.
Well, you know, two things have been interesting in the outreach that we have done to date. One was the Smalley Health Board. One of the people that was there said, you know, there are reasons we are here, and this is where we want to be. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of heartwarming. And in the same way, the kids may find reasons to be here. This is home. And so what is it? Their opinions really do matter as well. So we want to make sure that they are reflected in some of the feedback that we are able to move on to the planning commission and the council as far as potential policy direction that may come out of that. So, so those are great suggestions.
Is there anything else? Have you thought of anything? Councilmember Quinn got more ideas or thoughts?
Yeah, just really quick ones.
Yes.
So, maybe a BTA president conversation just to drop in and share. Because they'll get the temperament of parent engagement. I know one, and I think Thornbank has just finally started one, but they're to go elementary. To this class, right? We have history there.
Yeah.
Question is, do they have capacity? Friends of the Hill. And then just one creative thing. Especially since we can, based on the data, we know how many people utilize the community center, or and the resident show nature of the participants. So I just think that the community center might be a space where you can leave flyers to start.
Mm-hmm.
And if necessary, kind of maybe figure out if we can negotiate a meeting in the summer schedule, you know. And then the last thing is just thinking about the kind of creative, relational, non-transactional, although I'm going to be suggesting a transactional thing, is teen night.
Mm-hmm.
My son goes every Friday. And just thinking about maybe saying, hey, we want 30 minutes of your time and everybody gets to get lunch, you know, or whatever the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can get that engagement. And I'm thinking about the documentation associated with commerce and whatever available funds that are out there to be able to prove that you kind of had a captured audience that represented a demographic that you wanted to get. So those are quick little ideas. I think a town hall is always an option, but there's a whole lot of build up and maybe not a whole lot of participation, but I would just be able to, I mean, I would just say, like, if there's a leverage point, please feel free to use the council, like, because this is to me one of the most critical things that we
mm-hmm.
kind of be. And to what Kevin was saying, you can have all these conversations, especially the sustainability financial conversation over here, but if in the comp plan you have these big glossy ideas and there is no money associated with it, like, we got to figure out how to connect those messages.
Right. We don't want to raise expectations.
Yep.
That is a difficult thing with the communities, the CBO communities,
mm-hmm.
because first of all, we are making outreach to them, and they wonder where have you been. Maybe. And we want to make sure that we can honor the feedback that we get and it has some meaning. And one of the things they've been asking for is in talking to the Small Health Board and another group is we want to know, you need to come back and close the loop. What did you do with our input? And, you know, we can represent it in the plan and then, you know, move it to the council's hands. So,
yeah, it's not easy outreach. You know, it's not like people just flock to us here in the city. It takes a lot of work. So,
yeah.
I want to acknowledge it. I think we all acknowledge that, and thank you for your effort. Well, we will.
You know, we have a lot of the production side of things to do as well, the policy analysis. So this is one of the pillars of the plan,
yeah.
And we will be balancing that with. Just the production of, you know, what we need to turn over to the planning commission and to you and Emily.
Any final comments?
Well, I was just wondering if the budget tool was not rewarding because it was brutal, but I wonder if some of that technology could be used to give people a visual and they can sit in the safety of their home saying, no, we like this option, you know, as part of the
development.
Yeah, I just think maybe the budget tool based on what we were facing, but the technology, if presented the right way, might get a higher participation and get a couple of young folks that are really interested and want to go out and engage with folks and say, you should fill this out, I'll walk you through.
Yeah, and the thing I like about that idea is that you could have that to be the umbrella, like you've got the comp plan and then you've got other plans underneath it, you know, click whichever one you want. And then people will get the idea that the city's going to be reaching out to them for several different events. So I'm going to just add that to what you said. And so you're not like, I guess you're doing something.
And I would say that we have tried to coordinate in-house so that, you know, we've reached out to transportation and we have sort of double timed on some of those events that they've had when the school was things. And then also economic development, although they kind of got ahead of us with some of their outreach, but we're going to use their input. So.
Good.
mean, I'm talking like, you know, use the same sign it, you know, the sign, the fonts and everything, make it all look like it's all the same. Like, you know, just technical stuff there.
I hear ya.
So, you know, make it all look like it's all part of the same thing. So they're not like, you're hitting me from all these different directions, because I can understand people thinking that.
Yeah. And I might think that too, except for I'm too in the weeds, not to be. So I need to think of that. So, okay. Council members? Any miscellaneous? Yes, it's forwarded to CW. Thank you so much for both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just really good information. And it looks like I've got consensus to move this forward to the 12th. And see what kind of discussion we have there.
Yeah.
And yeah.
No, sorry.